Hello, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. My dad used to incorporate a wonderful anecdote in a sermon on God's love about a little boy bringing his father a glass of water. The man had been working in the yard while his son played nearby with the family dog. Seeing that his dad was obviously tired and sweating profusely, the youngster ran inside and retrieved a glass of water for his parched pop. When the man took the glass from his little tyke, he noticed that in the boy's haste to do the good deed, he had inadvertently left dirt and dog hair in the water. He looked at his son's face, expectant, so happy to be helpful. He looked back at the glass, then drank the entire amount, dog hair, dirt, and all. His son beamed and took the glass back into the house. I have always loved that story. It is a perfect illustration of how to receive an imperfect offering of love. Not that downing a sullied glass of water is always necessary, but the act of accepting a loving gesture, though perhaps not one faultlessly executed, is a noble and good thing. This thought came to me recently as my wife left for a trip to North Carolina to visit a friend having brain surgery. Anna was anticipating a stay of 1 week or more, so out of consideration for her hapless hubby, she prepared one of my favorite dishes, squash and onions, and left it in the refrigerator for me to enjoy whenever I pleased. She made enough to accompany at least a couple of meals. On the second night of her absence, I warmed up the normally delectable side dish. I don't want to say it was bad, but the flavor was off somehow and unusually salty. No doubt, in Anna's haste to whip this up for me on top of preparing for a week out of town, something was lost in the translation. I sat at the table, at first disappointed and mildly surprised, but still appreciative. Her worst is better than most people's best. Instead of thinking about the minor culinary oopsie-daisy, I thought of the sweetness of the deed. It's certainly not like I am hopelessly adrift, surviving on water and microwavables whenever she is gone, but she still tried to offer me something of herself. How often we focus on the subpar results instead of the effort. Maybe that B on your child's report card was a Herculean achievement in their worst subject. Maybe the baseball team exceeded all realistic expectations in a year with unheralded talent. Maybe that obviously inexpensive gift you received involved a great amount of research and trouble to acquire. Or maybe a child was basking in their first seminal moment of selfless love for another person by retrieving a glass of water for a thirsty dad. The gift may be imperfect, but a loving gesture should always be lovingly received. Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.